Ada, A-D-A Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Ms. Coleman is an 85-year-old woman currently on hospice with atherosclerotic heart disease. She has severe bradycardia, weakness, weight loss, and total and complete ADL dependability, period. She eats very little. Her food has to be pureed because of issues with aspiration, period. She continues to lose weight. Her last MAC was 16 centimeter on the left side, period. Her heart rate drops as low as 30 in the 30s. Today is 44. Blood pressure goes up and down. Today is 110 over 60, period. Patient is totally blind. Her other comorbidities include hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease. Her daughter tells me that she's confused now during the day and in the evening, most likely because of her change in mental status, her heart, her hypoperfusion, and also because of her blindness, period. In the paragraph, she has constipation issues, which has been handled by her daughter, which is not as big of a problem at this time since she eats so little at this time. Her O2 saturation stable at 92%. Today, she's not on oxygen, period. Patient is definitely not a candidate nor the family interested in a pacemaker. Give her her bradycardia, severe atherosclerotic heart disease, and other comorbidities. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. She also suffers from protein calorie malnutrition. She probably weighs less than 90 pounds, but she's no longer able to stand up to be weighed, period. In the paragraph, patient has heel protectors. Despite heel protectors, she's still developing redness in stage 1 decubitus ulcer about the left heel. I explained to the daughter that's the result of protein calorie malnutrition and the fact that she has very little protein in her system to keep her from breaking down, and those lesions and those ulcers are going to be unavoidable in the future if she lives long enough. Most likely has less than 6 months to live given the natural progression of her disease. Thank you.